It is the Crowcast, and I am Crow, coming to you worldwide from my beautiful little studio here at Park Howard in Long Beach, California, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. I am going to say something provocative today. I've already said it on social media, and I'm not afraid to say it here with you. But before I do, before I get to that, and believe me, it's something you're going to want to share with your friends. Before I do that, though, I just want to say that tomorrow and Monday, there will be shows, but I will not be live on the video. I am taking Friday and Monday off for Memorial Day weekend. I hope you take some time off over Memorial Day weekend. I think it's important to take time off of our jobs and our lives, especially now. So I am tomorrow and Monday. I'll be around. I'll be on social media and stuff. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just not going to, you know, do the show at noon tomorrow or Monday. I will come back on Tuesday. So there will be audio. There'll be new shows. So, you know, download it and listen. But I'm giving myself a little bit of a break from being here right at noon, starting a little early today because I have a dermatology appointment to take care of all this mess that's going on my face. All right. I don't want to talk about this every day, but to do that, I might have to leave the country. And I mean that. I'm still seriously thinking about that. But the fact is that the GOP is an enemy of the people, and no one will just come out and say it. And the more I watch television, you know, this morning we had a GOP congressional candidate attack a journalist. Now, I don't take that lightly. I have been on scene for ABC, CBS, for a lot of radio and television stations. I have been on red carpets. I have been at political meetings and asked people questions. And the last thing I expect to do is to get body slammed. And if that MF-er had tried it with me, there would be one less congressional candidate right now. And I'm as serious as a heart attack about that. You're going to reach across the table and body slam me? Your ass is going to the hospital or to the morgue. Because I may be a queer, but I am 230 pounds of queer, and I will kick your MF ass if you even try to touch me. Okay, I grew up in the hood. So, you know what? I am not about violence, but you're going to reach across the table and grab me, then you're going to have a broken arm. Or you might actually have an eye that's missing. It depends on how you let me get at you, because I have been trained. And I will take you out. You think I'm going to be a big gay person in the media and do personal appearances and everything and not have training? Are you kidding? And I would use it. And I think that journalist should have. Show these MFers that, you know what? You don't get to attack another human being. Because the GOP, they're evil. What did one of them say today? They blamed the liberal media. The same person would probably blame a person that got raped on the rape victim. Because that's what the GOP does as well. The GOP is evil. And I'm sick of us mincing words and acting like some of the GOP. No. The Republican Party is an enemy of the people, and I have the facts to back it up. I'm not just making some sort of Alex Jones statement. I am telling you the truth here based on fact. I can give you a list of facts to show that they are not on the side of the American people, and they are, in fact, our enemy. Today, a meme that I posted. You know, they defend the guy. Now, Paul Ryan called for him to apologize. Apologize? He should be out of the race. You don't get to attack a member of the media and still be a member of Congress. I'm sorry, you don't. Back in the day, sure. Yes, back in the early Congress, they beat people on the floor. I'm not making that up. A congressman with a cane smacked another one right upside his head. And that kind of stuff was the way it was. But guess what? We ain't that way now. You're going to attack a member of the press because let's remember the First Amendment covers freedom of the press. First, it is the only profession in the United States, the only one. Think about this. The only job in the United States, which, by the way, is on the Time Magazine's list of worst jobs in the United States. The only job in the United States that is outlined in the Constitution. The only job that the founders deem, not farming, you have the right to farm, not anything. The only profession that was in the Constitution was media, the press, and the freedom of it. That's the only job in the Constitution. Think about that. The only thing. It's like gay marriage. You would think if Christ hadn't, you know, if it was such a big deal to Christ, he would have mentioned it. Well, Freedom of the press was so important, the founders mentioned it in the Constitution. Okay? In the same amendment that freedom of religion is in. So if Republicans want to start talking about repealing a free press, then let's start talking about repealing religion. Donald Trump just gave religion the ability to be political. Let's start taxing them. Remember, the media is in the First Amendment. My job is outlined by the founders as important to the United States. Why we have it listed as the worst job in Time magazine. Really, journalism and media are the worst jobs in our country. The worst pay, the worst job expansion, all of it. They should be the best jobs. They're the only job outlined by the Constitution. And my freedom to do this job is the only job, only profession, outside of, I guess, being a member of the clergy, that is defined by the Constitution, period. The freedom of the press, my job. And what did that Republican think of my job? He thought that attacking a Guardian, and they're not taking this well in Europe, by the way. The guy was from the Guardian over in Europe, in London. So, you know, they're not handling that well. Do you want me to go down the list of why the GOP is enemy of the state? And they are literally, because A, they saw Trump coming. They did nothing. Okay. They did nothing. They endorsed him. B, okay, when he installed oligarchs, they rubber stamped them, put them in power. The GOP has sat by and let this man put us in danger. Today it was announced that the Manchester police and intelligence agencies are not going to share information with the United States because of leaks. He told President Duterte of the Philippines that there were two nuclear subs sitting off the coast of North Korea. No one, including North Korea, was supposed to know that. He has put us in danger. He has stopped the intelligence community from sharing with us. Today he bullied the head of the EU from Poland, bullied him, shoved him out of the way. There is video of it. Bullied him. Behaved like a boorish bully. They laughed at him at NATO this morning. Laughed. They openly laughed. Meanwhile, Obama's in Germany, too. They didn't laugh at him today. Oh, no. 50,000 people gave him a welcome, and he spoke like a president. But over at NATO, Trump, embarrassing us, being laughed at, giving a contentious speech where he told them they should all pay their way, and then pushing some guy out of the way. The GOP is filthy. Mike Pence is filthy. He knew about Flynn. He knew about all of it. They are duplicitous in treason. The GOP sat by and let George W. Bush and Dick Cheney commit war crimes. The GOP, as a party, is an enemy of the state, and we must get rid of it. We must disallow it as a political party. We must look at it like the Klan, which is now a credible political party, like America's Third Reich, America's Third Movement, which is the skinheads, which is now a viable political party thanks to Trump. But we must disavow these parties and not let them participate, period. Give the Green Party a chance. Give the Independent Party a chance. But get the Republican Party out. They're enemies of our state. They are enemies of the people. They vote against your health care. They vote against, and health care. My friend Hannah Bolte makes $120,000+ a year, and she's on Obamacare. Okay? She has to buy it because she's an independent contractor. And yes, it's a mess for her, but if it goes away, she's going to be thrown right back into, you know what? So it affects everybody, not just the poor. He's messing with your health insurance. These are enemies of the state. Only an enemy of the state could sit by and talk about decreasing the tax burden on the rich while cutting major benefits for the poor. Only an enemy of America could do that, because America is filled with Americans. And when you talk about taking away their health care, decreasing payments they're paid because they can't live because they're too poor, whatever. When you talk about Medicare and all that, when you talk about decreasing, you're talking about putting Americans in a terrible situation. And the president can't do that. That's treason. We don't talk like that anymore, but it is. Betraying America is treason. Telling grandparents they might have to die? I'm sorry. That's treason. Because Americans should be sacrosanct. You and I and our rights should be above all politics. And all the Republicans are doing time after time is putting party first over country. So it's time we take away their party. The Republican Party is an enemy of the state. You must say that. You must repeat it every time. And if you are a Republican, then you are an enemy of the state. I'm sorry. If you're a listener of mine and you call yourself Republican, change party affiliations. Go independent. Because if you're in the Nazi Party, you are in the 21st century equivalent of the Nazi Party. It will be looked upon that way. You will be judged accordingly. Republicans are enemy of the state. They belong to a party that is like the Nazi Party, and not just because of Trump, but they supported Trump. Trumptonia is built on the foundation of the GOP. They gave him the fertile soil and then the concrete foundation. They did this. They gave him the place to grow. They gave him the garden to grow in. They gave him the foundation on which to build. And then they never tore down the infrastructure or the building. They let him do this. They are enemies of the state. Do not talk about them in any other way from now on. There is not one good Republican. I repeat, there is not one good Republican. Because if they were a good Republican, they'd be an American first and leave the party. So you cannot be a good American and be a Republican. You cannot. And it's time we just start talking like that. Because that is the truth. There's been no positives from this party in 40 years. They have done nothing to help Americans in 40 effing years. I'm sorry. My entire life, this party has been the bane of my existence and so many others, of intellectuals, of science, of gays, of blacks. This party is an enemy of the state. It is not an opposition party. It is a party that wants the downfall of America and American values. They handed us over to Fox News. I'm telling you, they destroyed our education system purposely, willfully. They did this. The A in America or A in USA is not for accident. The Republicans did this on purpose through many years of control, and they are the enemy, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a temporary problem we can fix. The reason we're not is because enemies of the state control Congress, or else Trump would end tomorrow. There would be impeachment hearings tomorrow on obstruction of justice, on all kinds of things. But there won't be. Why? Because our Congress is again run by who? Enemies of the state. And Trumptonia was built in the fertile soil and on the solid foundation that the GOP, who are enemies of the state, laid for him. And that's just that. That's it. Chat with other Carell listeners, watch me live, get a live feel of the show every day at noon at reallycarell.com. That's really Carell, K-A-R-E-L.com. Also at facebook.com/reallycarell. Check me out every day at noon. The stuff goes on and on.
Kids don't know right from wrong. Everybody's self-absorbed now.
It is the Carellcast. I am Carell, heard internationally, and I can prove that. I have the emails to prove it. Heard internationally right here from my backyard in Long Beach, California. So very glad you are joining me. Protected by Ember Therese Boulay at the door right now. She will rip anybody to shreds to try to get in here. Her little 12 pounds of muster, wouldn't you, Ember? She'd protect me. All right, so the Republicans are, in fact, the enemy of the people, the enemy of the state. It's not just Trump. Trumptonia was built on the foundation they laid. His evil is growing in the garden that they tend. This is to be laid solely at their feet, Paul Ryan's feet, and every Republican's feet. If you identify as Republicans, change party. It is likened to the Nazi Party. You should either get out or be labeled a traitor and an enemy of the state, because that's what Republicans are. And I'm not going to mince my words anymore because I'm on radio or because I'm going to or because you got to give. No, I'm sorry. They can vilify the liberal media so much that now the liberal media calls themselves the liberal media. That's disgusting, because that's a myth. There is no liberal media. Period. End of story. That's just period. The head of NBC is, or MSNBC is now making it into a Fox News light. There is no liberal media. Period. What there are is a group of people called the GOP, and they are traitors. And they are enemies of the people and enemies of the state. I'm sorry. They just are. They just are. I watched The Founder last night, and now I hate McDonald's even more. Can I just say that out loud? I hate McDonald's even more now. How many of you know the true story of McDonald's, the real true story, the actual story of how it got here? How many? Anybody? Raise your hands. Because I'll tell you right now, How about you over at Really Carell, my chat room where all my wonderful chatters are at reallycarell.com, and all my Facebook friends at facebook.com/Really Carell. How many of you know the true story of McDonald's? How many of you here? Why can't you guys watch it on my website? It should be streaming on my website. Are you saying that I'm not streaming on my website? Because I set it up to stream on my website, and it should be streaming. anyway, hopefully it is. But the McDonald's was not started by Ray Kroc. He's not the founder of McDonald's. Ray Kroc is basically an evil opportunist. He's not the founder of McDonald's. Ray Kroc did nothing but sell someone else's idea, because all Ray Kroc was a slimy salesperson. That's all he was his whole life, with a million different ideas that never worked, until he found in San Bernardino these two brothers, the McDonald's brothers, who had started a hamburger stand that everybody wanted to be at. So they were going to buy 6 shake machines from Ray Kroc, who was out selling shake machines. That's what he was doing. He was out selling shake machines, and he got an order for 6. And he thought, this can't be right. It can't be right that I have an order for 6 shake machines. So let me call this place. So he called the place, okay, and said, are you sure you want 6? And they're like, oh, yeah, but you better make it 8. So he drove himself out there to see, you know, what this place was. You know, who is ordering all these shake machines from me? And what he found out was that this was a new idea. It was a brand new way of doing things. And these brothers, okay, they were doing it. You know, these two brothers, they invented the process. They, you know, choreographed their servers on a tennis court with chalk lines so they could get them all to work in 30 seconds. You know, these brothers invented McDonald's from every aspect of McDonald's, not Ray Kroc. Ray Kroc pulled up and fell in love with the name. And then he wanted McDonald's to be this huge international thing that it is now, and the brothers didn't. The brothers did not want it to be that. The brothers, they wanted it to be more family, and they wanted their franchisees to make a lot of money, and they wanted these people to be able to put their, you know, kids through school by owning McDonald's. They wanted it to be family, you know, and they thought they could protect themselves from Ray. They did, and then he did something at the behest of someone else so despicable, literally so despicable, but so smart that it made him who he is. And he was tired of the brothers being able to veto everything. By the way, I just updated the main page at reallycarell.com. It should stream now. I don't know why it hasn't been. It should be. So he decided I have to finish this up in the next segment because it's very interesting. And I bet a lot of you just don't know this, okay? Because he had reached a point with the brothers where they wanted him out. He was getting too demanding. He was wanting more money. The brothers are like, this is not what we wanted for McDonald's restaurants. This is not what we wanted our name on. This is not how we started this. This isn't what we want. They wanted out. They had a contract. They tried to get out. I'll tell you what it was their breaking point and how McDonald's, Ray Kroc, screwed the actual McDonald's brothers out of their life, right down to their very essence. I'll tell you about that when we return. It's sad. It is very sad. It's a reason to never go to McDonald's again. When I found it out, I had to check it on Wikipedia. I'm like, did this really happen? And it did. It's so Republican, too. You know, when I say The Carell Show needs you, I'm not joking. We are supported through Patreon. Patreon is this great website where you can go and you can pledge however much per month to the show that you feel we deserve. $4.99 is recommended, but you can give more. Go to reallycarell.com and just click. Oh, yes, time will tell. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell, a staunch Republican, Ray Kroc. Basically went on lying, telling everybody he founded McDonald's. He didn't. The McDonald's brothers did. They invented the ketchup dispenser and the two pickles and the, you know, the teaspoon of minced onions and all that. They invented all that, including the equipment, because there wasn't such. They invented all of it. Ray Kroc drives up and says, I love this name. I love this concept. Let me franchise it. So they say, okay, but under our rules. And then he said, no, I don't like your rules anymore. I don't like that I have to go through everything. And he didn't like being broke. He was all they kept of the profits, the brothers, was 1.9%. That was it. Because they thought 2% would be too greedy. So all they kept as the franchisor, meaning the owner of McDonald's name, was 1.9% of the profits. And of that, the brothers only kept 0.5%. 0.5. Less than 1%. Half of 1% is what they kept, the McDonald's brothers. They gave Ray Kroc 1.4% of every store's profits to run the business and to pay him. Well, he wanted more. He wanted like 4%, 5%. He also wanted to do things at the business like turn their milkshakes into powder because he said the freezers were costing the franchisees just too much money. And the brothers flipped. They said they're called milkshakes. They'll always have milk in it. And you know what? Ray was like, no, it's cheaper to do it this way. So without their consent, he rolled out what we called soft serve for years, the powdered milk ice cream that McDonald's served. They later would go back and put ice cream back in their shakes. But because he did that, he started a fight with the brothers. They tried to win, to take him to court. He had more lawyers because you know what he did? This is the part that just kills me. Because he felt confined by the brothers, someone told him, well, why don't you buy the land that the stores are on and lease it back to the store and make them lease it from you? It's part of they have to lease it from you. And as the lease owner, you can pull their lease if they don't comply with things that you want to do. And he even acknowledged, well, that would make the brothers irrelevant. And the guy's like, mm-hmm. That guy would later go on to become the president of McDonald's, president and CEO. So he told Ray Kroc, buy the property underneath the McDonald's, lease it back to the franchisees, make it that they have to start it there. And that way, you control the franchise because you control the land. So he literally bought the land out from the brothers in San Bernardino, made them close their own McDonald's, made them close it, and he opened a McDonald's right across the street. They opened up as M Burgers, and they ended up closing. He gave them $1.2 million each. That was all. And then he shook their hands, and this is all documented. He shook their hands and told them, I will give you 1% of the profits forever. As long as it's a McDonald's, you get 1% each. So they walked away, the brothers. And as much pain as watching their McDonald's sign come down and all that, well, then guess what? He never, ever made good on the 1% agreement. He denied ever making it. He told them he had to make it because he couldn't get this financing he was going after if it was in the contract that the company owed 1% of the profits or 2% of the profits to somebody. So if they could just wait, and he guaranteed them they'd get their shares. They never did. So the McDonald's brothers, who invented McDonald's, who designed all the equipment, the Speedy system it's called, invented all the equipment that McDonald's used, who was responsible for building up this little McDonald's brand out here, then had it completely taken from them, including their name. They couldn't use their own name on any other restaurant. And they're Irish, you know. They were born in New Hampshire, but their parents were both Irish. And all they wanted to do, you know, was have a great little restaurant for people to come together and eat. And they ended up getting not only completely screwed by Kroc, but just, you know, in the worst of all ways. Not only did he give them far too little money, but then he took their own restaurant from them and then drove them out of business by opening something across the street with their name on it. That's horrible. That's just beyond horrible. The story of McDonald's is horrible. It is a horrible story. And so now when you drive by and you think, I don't eat there because of their horrible food, Just know that their horrible food comes from a horrible way of doing business. Just a horrible man, Ray Kroc. What a horrible man. I understand the brothers didn't want to take it bigger. He had the idea that it could go global. He put his life's blood and sweat. I get it. I get it. I do. But he had no respect for the original founders. He had no respect for their vision. He only had his vision and what he wanted. He then divorced his second wife, who stood by him through all of those failed scams and everything. Even the mortgaging of the house stood by him. He leaves her for another man's wife, one of his franchisees' wives. Joan becomes his third wife, who stayed with him until they died, until he died in 1980-something, at the age of 80-something years old. One of the brothers died at 69 of heart failure, diabetes and heart failure. The other died in his 80s, both of them in Riverside and San Diego, California. So, yeah, he was absolutely horrible. Now, his wife wasn't. His wife gave almost all the McDonald's money to NPR and Joan, and she set up $25 million for the brothers, a trust for the brothers. So that was something, you know, that at least came good at the end after he died, after Kroc died. The widow did some good with his money, but he was evil. He was, and he said it was a rat eat rad world. And someone said, what does that make you? He said, a very rich rat. I mean, he was just absolutely evil. And he created this business model of the disposable restaurant, basically disposable food, you know, fast food. This man is possibly one of the most evil men ever because he brought something into culture that has helped kill us, quite frankly. And so something that we didn't need, food in 30 seconds, you don't need that, you know. Which actually is bad for us, or was up until recently. They've been trying to redo their whole, you know, they're trying now to redo their business model, McDonald's. They're trying to say, look, our food is going to be more organic. We're taking out the negative stuff. You know, we're going back to basics, sort of. Well, see, it would have never become this horrible thing if the brothers were still in charge of it, or their descendants. They would have never put additives in meat or gotten beef from, you know, Venezuela. They wouldn't have done it. And if someone would have told them, well, we can't open more stores unless we do it this way, then they would have been content to not open more stores. They would have been content to say, that's fine, we're good. We're not going to compromise on this. You know, we're not going to. And when he got divorced, the second wife who stuck with him through everything, he said he would rather die than give her a share of McDonald's stock because he didn't feel like she was a partner to him. This is the man that started the most successful fast food chain, or he didn't start it, stole it. McDonald's was stolen. It was stolen right away from the brothers who created it by a Republican. Yeah, because like I said in my first segment, they are enemies of the people. They have proven to be enemies of the people since what, Nixon? And even before? Weren't the Republicans all for Vietnam? Yep. They haven't met a war they didn't like. Republicans have been about killing Americans, depriving Americans, and doing it all so the richest people, which are Republicans, can remain rich. That's really all that they do. It's just ridiculous. You know, it's just ridiculous. The last thing I'm going to leave you with before I go tomorrow and Monday on a little vacation, I'm staying home, of course, because I have no money. But I will be, if one of you'd like to send me somewhere, you can donate at reallycorrell.com. Just click on GoFundMe, and you can donate to the TV show as well. That would be nice. We are filming, and I'm trying to get a Gay Pride special together, but I need about $2,000 for the editing and filming and all of that. I don't have $2,000. So if any of you out there are interested in supporting a Gay Pride special with Corell on Free Speech TV and Reverie, we need a budget of $2,000. So if two of you out there have $1,000, or four of you out there have $500, or eight of you out there have $250, or 16 of you out there have $125, or 32 of you out there have $75, you know, or 64 of you have $37, or 125 of you have $17, or 250 of you, of which I know are listening, have $8, then we can do the show. The Gay Pride special for Free Speech TV, which I don't know what I'll do. I mean, I know some of the stuff I want to do. I want to play Drug or Drag, where we have a panel of three people, and we give them names of drugs and drag queens and see if they can tell them apart. Veronica Viberzi. Is that a real drag queen or is that a drug? That's a drug. Oh, I think that'd be a fun game. So anyway, I want to do it. So if any of you would like to donate over this Memorial Day weekend, please go to reallycorrell.com. Tomorrow will be a new show, but it won't be live on video. I'm going to take audio, evergreen audio, and put it together. Audio you haven't heard from Life in Segments yet, and let you hear that and all kinds of stuff. I'll do that for tomorrow and for Monday. And then I'll be back live on video on Tuesday. Okay? So there will be a show tomorrow and Monday, and over the weekend on Progressive Voices. It'll just be different material. And then Monday I'll be back live. The other thing I wanted to talk about today, outside of Trumptonia being built on the fertile soil and the fertile foundation that the GOP has laid for him, that, you know, I don't know about you, but I feel this year is whizzing by. Didn't it just seem like we were electing Trump? That was in November, okay? That was, what, 7 months ago now? The election was 7 months. He's been president for over half a year. Well, I mean, not really, but almost. You know, I mean, he's been inaugurated for 5 months, and he's been the president-elect for 7 months. You know, this year is just flying by. And this coming weekend is the start of frickin' summer. It's Memorial Day weekend. There's 100 days of summer. They start with Memorial Day, and they end with Labor Day. That's the 100 days of summer. And so Monday starts the 100 days of summer. And then it's fall and the holidays and the year is over. So I don't know about you, but I feel like I haven't gotten anything done yet this year. I feel like I've been stuck in mud. I feel like I've done some things and made some accomplishments, but I'm nowhere near where I wanted to be. Are any of you near? In the chat room, there's 20 of you online in the chat room right now. Are any of you near the goals this year that you thought you would achieve for this year? You know, doing the things that you wanted to do? Any of you? Anybody? I mean, really, any of you? Maybe you are. Maybe it's just me. But no one I know is. Or like, this year is just going too fast. You know, and as it whizzes by, you see, you know, stories that you should stop the world, pay attention to. This morning, I saw a story out of the Mercury News about Bay Area median home prices going up again. $750,000 on average in the Bay Area and $1.2 million in San Francisco alone. Your city is probably mirroring this. I just saw them announce some new townhomes being built downtown Long Beach. They're going to start in the upper 400s. The upper 400s. My house, when it was new, 1,700 square feet on a 7,000 square foot lot, detached garage, huge backyard, vaulted ceilings, four bedroom, three bath. When it was new, it was worth $200,000 in this city back in 1997. Now you're telling me that 400, upper 400 for a two-bedroom townhome. Then you look at the Bay Area, 750 for the average home. That means the average income up there to support that home, even if it's two-family income or two-member income, has to be almost $200,000. Who makes that? And then for the Bay, for 1.2, well. Hey, my sponsors at GearUpEveryRide.com want to remind you that your head and your brain is worth a lot, so be sure that your helmet has got approval by the Department of Transportation. Be sure it meets their standards. How do you find out? Go to GearUpEveryRide.com now. It is the Carellcast. I am Carell, heard internationally from my backyard. $2,500 a month rent, one of my chatters in the chat room at Really Carell is paying in the Bay Area. $2,500 a month. That's just, it's obscene. Now, do you make, I hope you can hear me in the chat room, I have to ask you a serious question. If you're paying $2,500 a month, is your combined income for you and or you and your partner $7,500 a month or more, or basically $85,000 a year? Is that, you know, is that it? And Lori, who is paying $2,700 a month on your mortgage, is your combined income $8,000 a month or $90,000+ a year? Is that, you know, is that what it is? Now, Jason says yes, so that's good. You're not at the 50%. You make over $100,000 a year. So for $2,500 rent, you're supposed to be making $7,500 a month, which is about $80,000+ a year, combined or single or whatever. But if you're living in that home, you know, that's where that is. Lori, with your 2700. Are you guys making, you know, $8,000 a month? Because this is what it takes. This is, and see, no one's making that, you know, or if they are, they're making just that. And it's just, it's impossible. I would love to live in the Bay Area. I can't. There's no way. $300,000 wouldn't buy me anything. Do you know in Las Vegas, $300,000 would buy me a penthouse overlooking the Strip? And don't say, oh, yeah, but it's Vegas. Just stop that. Life is about the people around you and about your happiness. You can be happy almost anywhere. You really can. You know, if you have to be. But the mountains are beautiful. There's a lake nearby. The Strip is exciting. There's lots of entertainment. It's not, you know, exile in, you know, Panama or something. And you can buy a house for $250,000. So that's, you know, pretty remarkable. $9,000 a month. What is that a year? 90 plus 18 is $108,000 a year. That's not that much money combined. If you guys are making $9,000 a month, that's $108,000 a year combined. That's not that much money. That means you're each making about 50 or 60, which means one of you couldn't support that place on your own. See, that's just, it's a scary world in which we live. It is. And I would like to come out here. And you know, I've done talk radio for 25 years now. And I've done where we could do weeks and weeks of know-nothing topics, entertainment topics, go out and work at a McDonald's or go, you know, go do begging things with signs to see which one gets the most money or, you know, anything like that. Just fun stuff. Just go have fun. You know, someone said you can rent an apartment in Springfield for $900. Springfield where? Massachusetts, Illinois, you know, Springfield where? You know, it used to be that kind of, we could do those kind of shows, you know, but now we really are. We're in the most extraordinary. Andrew would really, I wish he were alive right now, my late husband, because he would want to move out of the country, but he'd want to watch what's going on from somewhere else, because this is something to spectate. This is something remarkable. What's going on in this country now, you know, this is just remarkable. It's just these times that we're living in. I mean, really, you have our president being booed at NATO, basically. You have, you know, extraordinary things going on in the Congress. You have just all of this stuff happening right now. World shaking, world altering, economy collapsing stuff. You know, plus the hatred. You know what this morning President Obama said about immigration? He said, my faith tells me that a baby or a young adult or a, you know, or any human is deserving of my love no matter what side of a line they live on. You know, that's what he said. Meanwhile, our, you know, president is saying just the opposite. You know, just the opposite. And so you have this extraordinary time where this evil enemy of the state, the GOP, has taken over the country. They allowed a coup to happen where Russia influenced our election and we get Trump. That's a coup. He instills oligarchs, you know, just oligarchs. And as the oligarchs are being instilled, no one does anything about it. You know, no one does anything about it, meaning the GOP that's in control. And so these are extraordinary times. They really are. So I'll be here with you to go through them. Let's take a little break from Memorial Day. It's the start of summer, 100 days of summer. Let's, you know, have a little fun time here over the weekend, even if you're just staying home. I'm staying home, probably, for the most part. But let's just have some fun while we're home. And let's be safe. I want you all to be back here with me on Tuesday. There will be new audio, as I said. It's just not going to be the video that you won't be seeing. Please come back and be with me on Tuesday, though. I love you. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend. Remember that these are trying times. These are extraordinary times. And in those times, all we have is each other. We don't have a government, basically, and we don't even have an infrastructure to protect us. We have each other. So I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so long as it doesn't hurt anybody. Miss Ember, the LBC pup, is outside playing with a bone, having a fun time. I hope you have a fun time over this holiday. Ember and I are going to spend some time maybe at the dog beach. That's free. The dog park. That's free. You know, maybe barbecue, that's free. And see you back on Tuesday. Much love to you.
You're listening to The Carell Show.
It is the Krellcast coming to you live from Long Beach, California, where it's Gay Pride weekend here this weekend. I'll be participating in some of the stuff. I'm going to go to a Harvey Milk Plaza dedication tomorrow at 11. Some of my friends are being put in there. They've actually asked about me being put in next year. Isn't that something? Man, Andrew and I might have a plaque at the Harvey Milk, the only park named after Harvey Milk here in Long Beach. Also, Equality California is having a brunch at the Federal. I might go to that. I do enjoy the pool party they have at the Maya. That's always fun. And I'm going to start the parade with the motorcyclist, and I'm going to be on a fabulous Indian Scout motorcycle, a brand new one. I'm going to take some photos of that so you can see me start the Gay Pride Parade, along with a group of, it's not me alone, lots of other motorcyclists, but it's fun. I enjoy it. The crowd's, you know, revved up, and you're revving your bike, and it's all good fun. So if you're around this weekend in Long Beach, look me up. I'm out there celebrating Pride with everybody else. Donald Trump should have a travel ban put on him. He should not be able to leave our country. He is leaving our country tomorrow, right as the Assistant Attorney General just went ahead and Assistant Director of the FBI. I have to look it up. Appointed a special counsel who was the former director of the FBI, Mueller, who was preceded Comey, if you're keeping track of all of this. And it's a very quick move. I expected it to come after Comey testified. Now this could preclude Comey. I mean, it's snowballing. It's getting huge. And now there are 18 connections to Russia were known prior, and Trump still let the Finley in the White House, even though he knew that there was possible connections. If nothing else, he's guilty of egregious bad judgment. And is too stupid to be president, quite frankly, and just evil. So all of this unfolding at a rapid pace, already a California assemblyperson calling for a California congressperson calling for impeachment already. There are others. John McCain has said we're in the Watergate territory. The word impeachment is already being thrown around. I don't think everyone really realizes what that would do. It would paralyze our Congress for about 3 to 5 months and our Senate. Then we would get a President Pence, which is evil. Either way, we still got to focus on the midterm so we can stop anybody that's in the presidency, because the line of secession is Trump, Pence, Ryan, and Hatch. You know, that's the line. Trump, Pence, Ryan, Hatch. None of those are people that I would like to see president. So we need to stop them with Congress. And we're not going to get a real impeachment or anything until we get a Democratic House and Senate, even though we've had a Democratic House and Senate before, and they also did nothing back in the day when Obama was first elected. What is fun about all this is Trump just could not. This is why the man should not be president. He could not stay off Twitter. The man is mentally unbalanced. He is. Now, I don't say that lightly, because in some ways he's likable and you're like, huh, but he is. In some ways, Donald Trump's bloviating and everything is likable. That's why the Apprentice, that's why it was so big. He does have a likability factor about him. Okay, he does. But when you find out what's under it all, and you see how he should be nowhere near the Oval Office, you know, he would do far better in the private sector than he would as president. And I think he's realizing that a billionaire has more say over the presidency and over what happens in our country than the president. I think he's actually realizing that he can actually affect more change as a private citizen than as the president. Because as a private citizen with a lot of money, you can basically tell your person what you want them to do. You own them. You've bought them. As president, you can't. And so now we have a special counsel being set up to look into the Russia ties, to look into, you know, and the implications in all of it are such that it kind of makes my head hurt. Doesn't it make yours? I'm going to go over to reallycorrell.com. But you know, the news media is treating this as entertainment almost. And now so are the political pundits. It's kind of like their Super Bowl. For some of these young ones, you know, they didn't get a Watergate. You know, this is their big, big scandal. If they weren't around for the Clinton Lewinsky thing, you know, this is their big deal. And they're treating it like it's their Super Bowl, and they're just amped and jazzed, and they're very happy about it. This, if it is all true, is not only nothing to be happy about, but it should make each and every one of you feel like we are a nation in grave crisis. This is not funny. You know, Donald Trump tweeting that this is, you know, no president has ever been more persecuted. Well, of course, Time Magazine just gave five. I can think of two, Abraham Lincoln and JFK. They got bullets in the head. I think that's worse treatment than you're getting, Donald Trump. I truly do. Just call me crazy. But being assassinated trumps an investigation, Trump. So this idea that it's a witch hunt. The number one most abused president, according to Time, Barack Obama, and you, Trump, were one of the key abusers. His citizenship was questioned. His nationality was questioned. I mean, all kinds of debasing, dehumanizing things were said about him because he was black. So this notion that he's now so put upon, and it makes us look weak. What a whiner. God, we look so weak in the world. He knows nothing about history. He is a mess. And now there's a special prosecutor, and things are moving quickly, but not that fast. It's going to be 4 weeks before we even have any kind of real testimony, anyone going over the documents. And you may not like what the Republicans come up with, okay? You may not like that at the end of it all, the Republican-led House and Senate says, well, you know, there was some inappropriate behavior. We're going to censure him. Because they can simply censure him, which is nothing. It means nothing. They could simply censure him and say, yeah, okay, don't do it again. You know, you were bad. You've been censured. And that's it. So you may not like, everyone assumes, and even the nation wants him gone. They're tired of him after 120 days. All right, you were president. It was cute. It should be over now. They want to cancel him in words he'll understand. You know, his ratings aren't good. You know, he picked on the ratings of these Apprentice with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, if your approval rating were your Nielsen rating, Donald, you'd be somewhere down with Home and Garden Television. So you're not well liked. It's not good for you. But it's, how do I say this? It's regime ending what's going on, okay? And so the gravity of this, it is not a sporting event. It's not something to stay tied to your news feeds for like it's fantasy football to see if your team won. This is a terrible crisis for our country. This means that no work is going to be done, no matter what they say. Nothing's going to get through. It's now going to be 3 years of fighting. And appointing new presidents or keeping the one we've got and everybody. There's just nothing good that's going to happen for you or I for 3 years. So once again, we are on our own. It is just you and I once again. Once again, it's just you and I, you know. Once again, we're going to have to help each other. We have no allies in Congress. We have no ally on the Hill. We have no one protecting our rights. We have no one concerned about human rights or the environment. Everything from Mother Earth right on down to us, we're on our own for the next 3 years. They're just going to be busy in dealing with them. They're going to play their political games, the games of censure, of committees, of special prosecutors, of public hearings. It's going to cost us millions. Are you aware by appointing, who pays the special prosecutor? We do. Who pays for all these hearings and all this testimony? We do. This is going to cost us millions of dollars. Millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And for what? For what? To get rid of someone that shouldn't be there in the first place. You know, so no matter how you slice this, no matter how you might be happy or whatever, this is not good for our country. It is not good for our people. It is not good for you. Stocks tumbling. You know, this is not good for you. It's not good for me. He should resign. He should save us the millions. He could. If this man had any integrity at all, which we know he doesn't, he would resign. He would say, look, I don't want to cause government to shut down and cost all of this money and everything while you guys decide whether there's a scandal or not. He can do his whole I am not a crook thing, But I think it's better for the good of the country if I go back to the private sector where I can affect more change. And I, you know, President Pence, you know, but Mike Pence, that man knew he's dirty, you know, and he's frightening. But he knew, too. So a President Ryan. A resignation from Trump. You know, Pence advocating because if they tell him if he doesn't, they'll go after him too. And then we get a President Ryan. That could happen in the next 6 months. This is country shaking, okay? It really is. And so as much fun as we have with it here on the show and they're having with it on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, let's remember there's nothing fun about this. And everything that he's done that we're delighting in, oh, we got him now, it's not anything to delight in. I take no delight in what Donald Trump is doing. I really don't. I really wish he had gone there and that a lot of it had just been bluster and that he actually worked with Republicans and Democrats to move an agenda for America through. I hoped it was an act for the campaign and he would simmer down once he got there. My worst fears actually happened. He does want to be a dictator. He is mentally unstable. And he can get us into a lot of trouble. And he already has. And he will continue to do so. He is a loose cannon. And unfortunately, it's pointed at us. We have a Congress too weak to really do what they should. If this were Clinton or Obama, there would have been they would have been shut down already, period, end of story. So what does a special prosecutor mean? It means we're in trouble. Not just Donald Trump's in trouble. Not that Michael Flynn might be in trouble. We're in trouble. Our constitutional democracy is in trouble. It needs your involvement. It needs your anger. It needs you to continue calling these people and demanding a swift end because you don't want to spend millions of dollars on this. Perhaps a national outcry for Trump to resign. He's a populist. If enough people say do it, he might. This is not the time to tune out. You know, this is the time to realize we are in a crisis and it can't all be roses and entertainment and happiness. You know that our country as we know it is falling literally apart. Because when they say a White House in crisis, that means a government in crisis, and that means an American people in crisis. And there's nothing good about that. I know people right now that are scared to death about healthcare. I'm one of them. And I know a lot of you are worried. I know a lot of people on Medicare that are worried. I know a lot of people on Obamacare that are worried. I know a lot of people that are doing well. They're making 100 plus a year now, and they're worried. I know a lot of worried people because this guy's unpredictable and what he does has repercussions all the way down the ladder, all the way to you and I. And he could end that. He could resign. So could Pence. And yes, we'll take a President Ryan and then we'll do a Democratic House and Senate to stop Paul Ryan. All right, we're almost done today. I can't believe it. I just want to remind you, tomorrow is going to be new content, but it'll be pre-recorded because I'm filming tomorrow, Life in Segments. We're going to film Ember's Charm School. She's going to start getting training tomorrow. Whether it's how to support your family cooking on $15 a day or what's up in the world of pets, technology, travel, leisure, politics, it's all on Life in Segments, my weekly TV show. Go to lifeinsegments.com right now, lifeinsegments.com.
Hey,
it is the Carellcast. Hi, I'm Carell, coming to you live from Park Howard, the studios at Park Howard, the Tough Shed. God, I can't imagine what my life would have been like if Tough Shed had not built this for me. And they built it for me. They gave it to me. They built it for me. And I cannot, Heather and I decorated it and did the finish work, but Tough Shed did it. And it's lasted. It's like a decade old. It's still great. I can't imagine what my life would have been like without my little Tough studio, which I come to you from each and every day. All right, before we go, because enough about Trump, you see, they're gonna talk themselves to death on your news channels with nothing to say. until there's hearings, until the memo's out, until, you know, there's hard facts, well, there's not much they can really say. In New York, one is dead and 22 are injured as a car plows into pedestrians in Times Square. I would just like to remind you on today's show that every day 12 people are killed. We don't know how many pets, and many are injured, and I'm one of them that's been injured and lost a pet on a legal crosswalk. So what happened in New York happens around the country every day, and we do not take pedestrian safety seriously. If you want to talk about pedestrian safety, I wrote an article at the HuffPost. It is at my website, reallycarell.com, where all of my chatters are as well. But before I go, I would just like to talk just a little bit about someone that I know nothing about. His name is Chris Cornell, and he was the lead singer of Soundgarden and Audioslave. These are two hugely popular groups. He was just a grunge rock icon. And by the way, Roger Ailes died. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Can I just say it? The architect of Fox News, someone who is not only an alleged woman molester, but had to pay out money because he was, you know, molesting women. A really just evil man. The man who was the architect of right-wing media, of Fox and right-wing, radio, who advised Trump at the beginning, and he dropped dead. I couldn't be happier. Karma, 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 karma. You know, he did not live a long life. He died in his late 70s. He did not live a long, happy life. So there's karma for you. Chris Cornell, on the other hand, and yeah, you can quote me. I'm glad I woke up, I saw Roger Ailes drop dead. I said, well, good. One less mean, horrible person who abuses women and looks at life the way that he does and did so much damage to our society. Fox News gave us Trump. We are in the mess we're in right now because of Fox News. Oh, you can say, well, it's the people. No one makes people watch. Stop it. We know that people are addictive. We know they did the research to push all the triggers to get people. Just stop it. They elected that man. They are all fake news. But anyway, Chris Cornell from Soundgarden and Audioslave, it looks like he killed himself. That's what the early reports are saying. It's a suicide. And he's only 52. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is, and it's a personal reason, but I think it'll maybe resound with some of you. I love what I do, but at times I feel less than because I don't make $100,000 or $50,000 or, you know, I don't make a lot of money at it. Not right now. I have, but I don't right now. And it's very hard to get projects done, like this Gay Pride special that I desperately want to do but need $3,000 to do, and it's just I don't have it. I don't know where to raise it. You know, all this other stuff. So I always think, oh, if only I were more successful, it would be easier. And I could do more. And my life would be in some way more full if only I were more successful professionally. And what the possible suicide of Chris Cornell or of Robin Williams or of so many others tells us is that, how do I say this? If I were Rush Limbaugh famous, you know, if I had 10 million listeners a day at my peak and was worth 40 million a year and everything, look at all his personal troubles, the oxycodone addiction that made him go deaf, just everything that he's gone through, divorces, the whole thing. I used to think that professional success and wealth would just make life so much easier that you would never want to leave it. And what I have found by watching people of wealth and power is that they're, I don't want to say just like us, but I think that all of us feel inadequate. All of us have demons, no matter what our level of personal or professional success. And no matter how rich or poor you are, they can eat at you until something horrible happens. In other words, the grass isn't greener on the other side. It's just different grass. And it might even be worse. It might be crabgrass or weeds. I am Carell. Be who you want to be, so long doesn't hurt anybody. Tomorrow there's a pre-recorded show, so no video for you because I'll be recording Life in Segments, my TV show. So, ciao. Honey, your boots might be made for walking, but are they made for riding? Don't forget, whenever you're riding on two or three wheels, you must gear up every ride. And that means riding boots, which guard against nasty exhaust berms and other injuries. GearUpEveryRide.com reminds you, boots and gloves.